Hemshech b'negeya to the last of Adam, we spoke about the Yisod from the Prichodesh, the Achronim is, what's the Simcha that we make on Lagboimer? It says, Machadish is Simcha on Lagboimer because the Hemshech says, Simcha hoya ala oisim tavidim shahoysa v'arakar rabbi kibish lo meisik eilu. The Simcha of Lagboimer is because Rabbi Kiva started again. Hagam 24,000 people, Talmidim were nifta, and that was the whole Koimish Lema that would have been, because each one of them had 25 Talmidim, would have been 25 times 12,000, 24,000 comes out 600,000. They would have had so many Talmidim, everything was lost, L'chodesh HaGnes Naveda, over Rabbi Kiva, on Gebe Nochamol. The Mokka is the Efshef of the Gemara from Bavavasik of Chaf Aleph, that Yom Tovli Yisod Kamo Yom Kippur Vites Tubov, and Tubov that Rav Nachman says because Yom Shekola Meisim Midbar, and then Moshe Rabbeinu got back to Dibur. That means Kavei Yontif Aklai Solidoidis when there's a Dibur of Toida, if Chas Hashem Toida stops, and then all of a sudden but Siyata Dishmai is a Gilui and it starts again. Machbena Yontif, and that's Lagoyim, that's Tesev above. And we spoke Rabbi Kiva Gufa. Rabbi Kiva started his life 40 years. He was in Hest upon him. And then what happens? He says, "Miyatin li Talmud Chochem and Hashchenu kachamoyr." I can bite them for the bainer. As if I got fine cat to Talmud Chochem until Rabbi Kiva reached the level noida that he became the tat of the ganze Torah Papa. And then we started with Rabbi Leza Agodlo. Rabbi Leza Agodlo, why chilos is Rabbi Leza ben Hukedis? As he also, he was 22 years old. The ganze ma'isa the arichas and picket Rabbi Leza knows nothing. That he started even though he had nothing going for him, and he starved himself mamish for weeks. He didn't eat until he found Rabbi Sashtikel Dos. That he thought was food, and it was the tzoya from a cow, and he put it into his mouth, and that was his food. Said Chazal, the reich that came out of it was nisht oisa halben, and they wanted to pull him away from Rabbi Yehuda ben Zakkai. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Zakkai says, "Nay, lost them though. Just like the reich from him comes out like this is terrible. Starish kam reich was again like the ktoiris lefnai lufnim." And Rabbi Leza Golo reached such a moiry diket dagger. You'll see what it's made. I mentioned tzukum comes a dagger. Atke dekach. In the Zoya Kodesh, in Parshas Vayero, Daf Tzadik Ches, steht am Moide Dika Maise. The Gemara in Sanhedrin has it, also Arichas HaLomid. The Zoya is too amudu, Arichas Noire, what doesn't say in the Gemara. So just want to show you where, how far a person can go to. A person can be Mekimi Me'of Adol Ma'ashbois Yodim Evian. Makes no difference who you are, how old you are, a person's Mechuyiv to start again. And you should be the happiest person in the world that you could start again. Every single day is the first day for the rest of your life. Tonight, to say Sunday, is the first day for the rest of your life. You can start new. And you should be happy to drink l'chaim. As Haim Banachkins, the Onheb, and Anai 11. And you can be Mashani life. Don't say you start Rosh Hashanah. Don't say you start this. No. Start now. Every single second a man can start. And this is the first moment for the rest of your life. I just to show you, I'm Murdi Tikazoy Vivai. Rabbi Leza Hagorl Tsukukum, and you see what it's Machayiv Yad Amench. Agav Sachadova Pasha, a man can Sukum to Rabbi Leza Hagorl's Daiga. But take a look, Stami, you should know the spectrum. Vivai the Amench from knowing nothing when he came to Rabbi Ben Zakkai, and he had to teach him Alabes, and he taught him Birchas Krishma, he taught him Birchas Hamazon. He didn't know anything, and from that he came to be the Sara Torah. Rabbi Leza Agodl, the only one that they call Agodl and Gans Shas. It states in Zoya Kosher, Rabbi Leza Agodl, when he was about to leave the world, it was Erev Shab Zoya, and the next him was his son Hurkanis. He named his son Hurkanis after his father. And the Bada mentioned, you know, that you do announce at the time to go to it. A lichtele, before the licht goes out, it gets the strongest dagger. The most important and the most highest level the person can come to is the last moment of his life. And that's why a lot of time the Eight Zahorin, the Samach Mem, is Mavalul Amen, she shouldn't be able to say the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Alakena, Hashem Achod, with the Ganser Amach Shasah. Shema Yisrael is the first Pasuk a person you teach a kid in his life, and it's the last Pasuk a person says when he leaves the world. It's the first Pasuk Min HaTorah you have to say, and the last Pasuk. You have to say Shema Yisrael, Pamayim B'chol Yoyim Mechuyiv Shema Yisrael, and the last moment of a person's life is the highest level. Midos Geiter Avek from the belt, and I get down in the yonder belt. He's mafshet the goof from his neshama. The neshama is mufshet from the goof, and it goes all the way up according to his dagger. Is he's leaving the belt? Hotar to get margish given that he's leaving the belt. So he was Madala Amuka is bin Historis to Hukin is Benoy. Now his son Hukin did not think that his father was 100% shofri. He thought his father was already a tumult, and he wasn't listening so good. Until he realized, nay, his father's das is yet solul. And the Gemara Sanhedrin is a little bit different than Gesa, it's not the Ger the Prat. Akoponim, he told him over until he told him 189 different Seidus HaToyah. This is all in super speed. That's all Erev Shabbos. All of a sudden he came to the sod of Avnei Shayish. If you learned Chagiga, so you should learn the Gemara over there. There's a Tosfos there that what it means that Avnei Shayish, Rabbi Akiva, when he was Olah Lamaida, the Protim and Hanagei Avada, we have no Shaychus in this Muskel. And it was so noted that he was Magala the sod from Avnei Shayish, as Rabbi Elazar Gadol started crying. He started crying so hard because he was Masik, the Soidus of Avnei Shayish, the sod of Kabbalah, which Rabbi Akiva told Ben Azay and Ben Zoyma they should watch it when they go up to Sum in the sea, whatever these Pratamas, the Chmavnishkin Shaykhis, Ein Shom and Sanhed, in the Chagiga. Akopanim, he saw that he ready, his goof, ready, he's beginning to be, he's ready to leave. His Neshama is leaving. So he says, first, run to your mother, and tell your mother she should come first, because I'm soon going to be leaving the world. And tell her she should take off my tefillin. According to this, she says that he's going to take off his tefillin, because he says he's going to take off his tefillin. He says, don't worry, I'm going to be coming back without a goof, I'll be coming to be Magala myself to the family, like you haven't said Ksubis by Rebbe. Rebbe certain tzaddikim used to come back, they could be Magala themselves. This, he said, they shouldn't cry by his Levaya, because he's going to be coming back. These are Sayyidis of Lomishkin Shaykhis. Akoponim, as they were sitting in Lezer Hagolu and his son and his mother, they're standing over there right next to him. He was in the canopy outside. He said, "Are you coming?" The Chachme Yisrael, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shua, all the Gedolei Yisrael came because they wanted. Rashi and Sanhedrin says they wanted to see. It's going to be choizen, because about the Rabbi Elazar Shmuti, they put him to Chedim, at the Tana Shalachnoi, the Gansa Tumul, he come out, turned the Velt into Toi Vavoyu, he did not want to give in, the Aloch is Yoch V'ram Aloch HaKerabim, and he did not give in. He said, the Gansa Velt is a Chibidrein, he's not going to give in, he's not going to be Mishan HaMashu from the Toyra. The Pesach of Yoch V'ram Aloch HaKerabim, good, that's when I get Tanoga. Oh, but then I'm not going to be choizen, they want to see if he's going to be choizen. And he Taka was a choizen, he was not choizen. Rabbi Elazar Gold was not choizen, the last minute. Anyway, I'll call upon him. He came inside. He said, he says, oh, I come to the Chachmi Yisrael. His first thing he has his name, his mom says, I have to go to a blinet, we'll go through it maybe in a week or two. I never will finish this. Why the Rebbe Elazar Gadol Yisholten Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva got this Chanukah present of Misraikis Shal Barzel from his Rebbe, Etesem Gegem. Because he said he had so much Torah in his arms, he had so much Torah that Rabbi Akiva could have pulled it out, and he didn't. So not only is it a chasson on him that he didn't get a chance to say out his Torah, when he held that Rabbi Akiva and the Chacham Yisrael took away that Geleganite from him. But not only that, he held that Rabbi Akiva and the Sukkum Zayn Shlemis. And there's no fit. By these people, there's no fit. You know, Yadrein is a Moichas on Yadrein. They don't have this, patch of the, for Bochum, Yadrein is a Moichas. They don't have this thing. I mentioned Ketan and Aveda, but the Daf in Solon, the Gemara Yuma State, a Talmud went to his Rebbe, 13 years went to Yom Kippur. Vloyashkech Bey, he wasn't Moichel. By them, by these people, they're real people. He's like, Makalik and Rabbi Akiva. And he told him, Akiva, why didn't you come to Sam Sheni? So he said, I didn't have any time. Oh, the Hussar can't say it. He says, Tomani, if you're going to be Misa, if you're going to have Misa, V'kilu ha'itam, and he said that, Dain Misa, V'tain Egevi Yalah. And then the other Chachom also said, Yalda Gishol, was gefällig. But Rabbi Akiva gave him Venen, he saw it, Fashbild. But he said, I'm Dain Yitoyda. So he started, but let's go to start telling him Maisa Makova. When he told him Maisa Makova was so noida that a fire came down, Shetach and Gemara Taisis brings the Chagiga, then when a person can reach a level, Ben Azai had it, Rabbi Vua had it, Kisinasa Misinai, someone can bring down the Maimon Hasinai Pshut Kabashmoi, Kisinasa, and Rabbi Elazar was Magal to Rabbi Akiva Maisa Makova, because our fires are up, Kikuba Mamash and surrounded them. Is the Chachom said that they have to leave, they can't stay in the room, they can't stay under this canopy, they can't be there, simply because the Shechin is here together with Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Kiva, so they had to move away. Then afterwards, he told them 300 halachas b'heres as a kisheli in nigla the halachas. Then he started learning with them shir hashirim. This is all in such miraculous speed. This is mamash gezelt a sekunda before Shabbos came in, and he taught him 216 sodas of Kabbalah in shir hashirim till he came to the pasuk samchuni ba'ashishes rabtuni betabuchem kicholis avoni. When he came to there, is Rabbi Akiva couldn't take it. The gilui was so noida that Rabbi Akiva couldn't take it and he started crying. The goof could not be soiled. Thought he wants a mice from the Belzerov. Belzerov, his daughter-in-law, came inside. She said, the other day, no kinder, he says, she's always being mappled. Favaz, she said, Favaz, why is she mappled? Why can't she have children? She had one after five, six, seven, she's always mappled. She said, Vosaloch told my kin break that up in the shamas of his cancer of the shalten na goof. Moshke Shaykhis in the Maisa, but the Moskul. As far as Azach, Azanashom is Chal Naguf. Mainly it's Poyd, it's a Plazas. Is Rabbi Akiva was Masik so much Torah over here by this Pasik, Samchuni Ba'ashish, he couldn't take it. And he started crying. He couldn't talk. He lost his mitzvahs. He couldn't. And the more gilu shchina came. Then Rabbi Elazar HaGadol told him. He said, "I mashbiyo shvur that I said that you're not allowed to tell anybody the soidus 216 soidus that I told you, because each one of these soidus is known, is so noted, it's beyond human comprehension what each one of these soidus could do." And he says, "If you magalit, say I know the edge is going to be machav devel. I don't want devel to be machav according to my because of me." And the Zohar Kodesh says he started crying until, not some tears, it started dripping down like teichen of threaded without exoma. Mama, she yammed him from threaded, Rebbe Kiva, and he realized, what's the Bechila? Fall on him. Vei, Rebbe, I'll take a shigan. As the Welt gets on, Yosem is going to be without you in the Welt. But Abelez Oichet gets shigan, that Oichet don't gave him veinim. Till he picked up his hands, Abelez, and he had such a sign, he picked up his hands. Oh, you know, this is the Shnei Zeroysov, he says, Kama Toyra I have in these hands. And I was a Magala to the Welt, it was Mamish Gefell. Don't give vein and vein was noid of oyim. This weiter afterwards, he said, Rabbi Lesser says, you don't know how much Torah. What did I take? He said, I took already from my rabbein. What did I take? He said, I didn't take it. You take a little things you put into your eye, a mashu from the eye shadow that you put into kimchol. You put it in the eye, and it's a mashu. He said, doesn't go number for my rabbein. This may be a mashu. What did I take from them? They like a kelav amalakik menayam. My rabbein, my bali gavulam, bali tachlis. And you could have been connected to all these Torahs and all these asogas. When a man shut the dvar Torah, v'zayin rabbein tiskeret v'zayin rabbein. Zayin never goes back. So the Rambam and Akdoma nimsa kulum kiblum mamoishu bepiakvura. The Rambam, when he brings down the 40 dirties, Ravashi from over, Rava from Abba, Rava from Abba, Rabbi Yochanan, from Rebbe, and then he goes back to his family, all the way back. Then the Rambam frees ice. Nimsa kulum lomda mamoishu bepiakvura. Because when somebody hears a dvar Torah and he hears from his Rebbe, was Zayin never so fazet is get from Zayin never till he hears shtikla shchinning it in the world. And the Bekiv heard this, and the mamish was ice. He couldn't take it until soif. All of a sudden, right away, it was already Shabbos, and for some reason, Rabbi Kiva had left, and he was nifter. The other chacham came, and they moved in right away to see maybe he'll change. And then they started talking to him and learning until he was nifter. He said the word Torah. He said Torah, and that was it in Geendik, and that's how he was nifter. And then the Shteitoch made it. What happened? The Zohar Kodesh says, I once heard this from my Rebbe. Was that this Fogestelt? That's Fogestelt Bibchi. He says, B'shor Shana Shomer Afanatz Hadagay the Reis from the Welt. Zohar made it. He says, Vayar Vayoritz Lekrosim Apisod in the end of Psukim by Avram Avinu. What's made Vayar Vayoritz Lekrosim? The Shteit and the Shomer and the Gate the Reis from the Welt is three Balochim come to me and Makabu Ponovim and the Shchina. That's by Tzadik. And right away it says, Vayishtachu Arzot, like the Pesuk says over there by Avram. That's a remnant to what happens when I mention the Gate from the Welt. It's a whole big sod. And at the end of it, a mensch had a weggegangen from the world, and they was misses, and they shaken with Azar, with the schin and drei malochim, and kabel gewinnt, the heilige Rabbi Lezah God, until Rabbi Kiva came. Rabbi Kiva said, this was a shtick, he came, what's a Shabbos? And he came, and he found out that he was lifted, and he carried him, and it was a ganze meis, and all the yon, and all the yon, and all the yon, and all the from a bachel 22 years, I was in the pizza shop. There are nothing, I don't shaykh is the Torah. And Emma to Er alone had the initiative to start, and wie is that zugekommen? For the Madrege tach Torah shalomato. But the zugum to the hechste daige. For what? Because the person started again. Abobbe, I told you, I heard this from somebody, Abobbe. Every time I took a sefer, the first time I took a gemara, it's gekusht uvgevin. Took a rambam, gekusht uvgevin. His mesikas afreid was noida. He took a ktsois, it's uvgevin, gemakush uvgevin. He once got a ganze tzaflaket in a ktsois, and the ganze shi has a rumgedeit a ktsois. Kidur, they said that people see that. The name of the sefer they wrote on the Raboch Be, Emarav Doimel Omalach Hashem Tzavokas God, there's an enikul from Raboch Be, that's in the Lisa Chateau, it's kedai to visit him, but you have to get him at the right moment. He's zoka mufli blei einhole, of his cup is closed. He could tell you Dvorim Leroyim from Zayin Zayda. He has Moiridik Mesoyda from Abor Be. Akoparan Abor Be picked up a Ketzois. This Gekush a ganze Shia they went a ganze Tzifalaket. After the Shia he was so ois geshet. And when he closed the Ketzois he's given a Kush. And then he moved back and he said Gvald Wifel Gehenne wollt a Ketzois gekrogen ob er wollt nicht geschimmen the Ketzois. But the Ketzois was 4 or 5 years old and he was running around dort mit der Wohl, weiß was hat dort getan, so rum gespielt mit Kinder. Samus getan mit der Bjen, aber der Ketzois, aber der Schmeizer, wer wird das eingefallen? of the Tzoyset is Gedolah. How many Gedolah Yisrael? How many people get lost in the shuffle? People in the class. What a big avlet is that they make classes for 25, this Rambam says from 25 till 40. By 25 you already need an apprentice, you need a helper. You have to have, kids have to have a shadow. Gendi. Kids, I never get a song in that shiur, especially in high school. Bochum get lost. They have years, they get lost. If you shayach, as they have classes, they have classes. It bothers me. 40 kids in a class, in a high school class, because they have to pay the tuition. If you can't open up yeshiva, so close, so you get off the high seat. But if you come up in a yeshiva, I'm not going to have more than 25 kids in the class. Kids get lost. And these kids could have been Gedolei Yisrael. Rabbi Chasman said, but Avshon told me he was in Gansit Tumult. Rabbi Chasman said, Viful Bochum and Yogalai Genarum, mit a grace matzeva. A grace matzeva of Nazi. Poi, Nitman, Arava, Goinat, Akodesh, Atzadik. And he could have been that way. And no one brought out that koyach for them. A vesh shuldig. Zan Rosh Hashivas, Zan Mashgir, Zan Magidish Yurim, that's shuldig. Because we pay tuition to them, and we put the chreis on them, and there's no tenets in the world. Every Bochum can reach a moidi to Gedargan. Give a cook, if you write as Zugekumen. The medicine is the Vayikra Rabba. Vayikra Rabba is a famous medish. Pasha Tes, Piske Gimel. Meister Rabbi Yannisch, I'm a halach bederich. Vro odemech, the shah, I'm a shuvah bias. Get a mensch, on the tone, shayne the weiße boy, the shayne the kapota, shayne whatever. Thus, Omloi Maschach, Rebbe, Miskam, no more. Efter the Rov, can come and sign us as a guest. Omloi Yin, so for you, Avadet. Ich nicht so dabei sei. Ich gehe euch gerne zu essen. Ich gehe euch gerne zu trinken. Dann ist dann zurück in die Balloni. Kommt auch dem Golo, wo ihr da im Dach nicht lernen. Boah, ich bin Mikro. Dann geht ihm ein bisschen leicht. Mikro, lei Mozoi. Ich denke noch. Mischne, lei Mozoi. Vagoda, lei Mozoi. Betalmet, lei Mozoi. Nu, es ist so, mit dem habe ich nicht kein Scheiß. Wo sie, amlai Samrüche, geh Bench. Omlai says, you know, Yevarach Yane Bebeisa. Yane, he called him by his first name. Yane, Yane, du kannst Bench nach Lein in dein Stub. I'm not going to bench. Oh, but he has to do even a bigger zamozen. Omalei isbach omamada. No, omalach. Could you at least say over the words that I tell you? Omalei in. Yeah, that's kind of ton. Omalei is to say like this. Emor achal kalbo pitzei de yanai. A hund hat gegessen the bread from yanai. First, I got so angry. Kom tofsei. I'm going to have to. Omalei. Yatuti gaboch. Tzaganef. You took away my yelusha. That paneli. You held it back to me. Omalei, Maya, ich war wegen dem dein Yerusha? Omalei, yeah. Because Chatz man, Havina kame beis nifro. I once passed by a yeshiva. Vishamas a kleine kind lach. Vishamas kolon dem yenuk in the amnin. Chag a kleine kind lach zogen. Toiro tzi volonu moishe merosho kielas yankov. Merosho kielas yanai yanksiv. Does say kielas yanai. Elevaz kielas yankov. So who does it belong to? One's a klein soul. So whatever you got, it's a part of my Yerusha also. It's merosho. So why didn't you teach me Torah? You're telling me, Yechna Hund, and I'm telling you, Dubas Lagadev. And the Medish continues, the Shach of Tai is not revived. A shteto, shteto, moiridik. Sit kumen atzai. Sit kumen atzai, men shall have tainus to you. Why didn't you teach me Torah? There's a moiridik, a whole lichas and babatif, why is it mataka maisek zeilem? But shteto, a moiridik, yesodin da. Every single person, I feel a person's 50, 60, 70. So if they're going, actually, yatzlich, you start now, not tomorrow morning after davening, after I get up and I drink my coffee. Now you're makalni yourself oil malchshmai. You're makalni yourself oil turner. Now, if you're makalni yourself, this is the beginning for the rest of your life. Can I grace his father should go in, his name is Rabbi Yosef Hashash, from Talmud San, and he, when he said over Shir, and he said over to his Talmidim, he said over, this is a member of Rabbi Yanais, he said, the Tzeil Na Maisa, but does it always bring a vossel that the mensch had geschrieben, he says, Yatuti Gaboch, the geschrieben, what state the Maisa? He said like this, there was a Maisa, and there was a person's name, was Yaakov Chadida. Yaakov Chadida was somebody that his job was, excuse me for saying, but he used to clean out the toilets. That was his job. Beefing, people didn't have, there's no sewer system in the olden days where people let out, they used to make boilers and put all the filthy tzaya in there. And then was one guy, one person that took a lot of yitzlach, yeah, his job is to clean it out and take everything outside. He said, I'll take everything. He was shaklach. For his whole goof, he smelled. And he couldn't do it himself. He could do it with clank and he had a little boy in Naftali. So he took Naftali to his helper. So him, this Yaakov Chadida, together with his yigla Naftali, they were busy cleaning out the tzaya from the start. It was a hot day, and it was out the smell, and he never went into a shul. Because of the smell, he was just thrown out. His kid didn't know Tzudas Aleph, because first of all, they were Aniyim Noiloyim, and they never went to a base safe, and then because he was busy for Babanos, that was his goyim. Kids, he was walking, he pulled out the whole thing and was putting it on his wagon, his shaky wagon with his mule, and then there was a great going that walked by, Rabbi Yitzchak Al-Chayich. A great Chacham, and if you do what the Svarish mentioned, he used to wear Svarish Kleida, there was Chacham wears a chaluk of the rabbonim with colors and everything, very, very nice. The kids of Rabbi Yitzchak Al-Chayach was walking with a few of his talmidim, and the back of him was a whole kibbutz of people. He must have said a shir someplace. Kids, he was walking. He was walking past this wagon. This person was taking the pot of tzoya, poked at Yanimanut, that this Rabbi Yitzchak Al-Chayach is going away. Kids, he slipped. He fell down with the tzoya, so he spits off the beggar of the rov. Oh, that was it. The people around them said, oh, same gescholten, geschnigen, gescholten. People around to the houses, they got waters, all get cleaned, dirt in the tzaddik, the chacham, all get cleaned to shen, they moved them away. And this person, Naftali said, Shoyness of Father, they gescholten. People took shovels and they threw it. Kids started crying. Is that saying Tata Bitsar and such a tzar? Kid understood that this is the girdle of the family. Oh, but Azay, Vite, this is what has to happen to my father. Kid said, Kid was so tzabachan, he ripped off from his clothes, part of his clothes. Don't get more vision. The tzoya that fell on his father, that everybody threw at him. And he was crying, and he said, let's go home. He comes back with his father's Fashem, Agabi Fashem, Bezoyin Shebe Bezoyin. This was like the ultimate. The kid comes to the right and says, I'm mama, and he says, look what happened. She's crying, and the mother's crying, the father's crying. So she was yearning since I'm Lebanon's Gahad. I think that's the kids. Anyway, the kid asked, after they cleaned up the father and he's getting back to himself. So the kid says to his mother, why is it that the Abba got everybody to Moise Gishot and the three invited so in him? And this person, everybody cleaned his clothes. Why'd they clean the Abba's clothes? Everybody thought it was a Shoigay. She says, how did you put them both together? That mentions Ishel Akim. She says, what's made to Ishel Akim? He learned Torah. Where did he learn Torah? He says, what do you mean where he learned Torah? The person learned Torah. He says, it comes from a chosher mishpacha. He says, no, he was a regular person, but he learned a lot of Torah. So he learned Torah in yeshiva, and he became a ma'as, like they said, got the chamench. And Abba is a yishpashit, you have to be moidalit. He couldn't live it down. He finished with his father the day's work, and then he goes outside, and he sees a bunch of old people sitting together, smoking the long pipes, sitting with their feet crossed. The Amalekan people sitting outside, learning. And he goes over to them, he says, where do you learn Torah? He asks these people, where do you learn Torah? He says, what do you mean you're learning in the yeshiva? He says, where's the yeshivas? He says, oh, the yeshiva here, yeshivas. He says, do you have to pay? He says, what do you think, the rabbis live without the paying? Yeah, why do you have to pay? He says, why? He says, is there any place where they learn Torah, they teach Torah for free? She says, yeah, there's one place in Bovel. If you go in Bovel, there they teach Torah for free. She says, hey, why do you teach? She says, Bovel, Dorten is Dorten, Talmud, Bavli. Dorten is eingewurzelt in the ground, schreit Dorten the Torah. So if you go to Bovel, you don't worry, you don't have to pay money. She's thinking, you know, maybe you should go back to Bovel. Maybe you should go to Bovel to learn Torah. I think, he's going to go to Bovel. He's an 11-year-old kid. How can he go to Bovel? Kids are nochmal affected. He said, they teach even other kids that come from different shtetl, not from Bovel. Bovel is open. Torah is open for everybody. Like Lakewood, they accept everybody, right? Everybody can come in after pay. Do wish me that. He says, well, who pays in Abayim? The shtot, they take care of everybody. Anyone that's learned Torah and Bovel, we get good. Fine. Kids, the next day when he goes to his father and his mom just clapped him in the heart. If this is the whole mile from this Rabbi Yitzchak Al-Chayach, Fabos Valad Gilein Torah, Fabos Kenichlish Lein Torah. So he sees a bunch of people going like a small caravan, they're traveling through the shtot, and his father, he's collecting with his father the Tzoya Vaitis. He says, Abba, he says, you know, let me go to see where these people are going. His father cooked a man of Uvus again. He runs over to the Yisra where they're going, kids, they're going to a shtot. Tipple, a bunch of people, they're going, that Tipple's not too far from Bovel. So he asked his father, could I go along with these people? Safko said, if I go to Bovel, I'll be able to learn Torah. I want to start a new life. I want to learn Torah. I want to be like Rabbi Yitzchak Al-Chayach. So his father says, my kind, bench them. You should be matzliach. Don't even go home. Fierce, go together with them. They'll take you. He ran over to him. He says, do you need a helper? A chamar, a gamal. Do you need somebody to help? Take care of the chamar. He says, sure. Do you have the shoes for your father? His father goes over to him. Yeah, he gives him the shoes. He can go. Kid goes with them and he travels. To make a very, very long story short, this is the Maestro Rabbi Yosef Meshach at the Tzil. Kid finally traveled, he came to Bovel. And he came to Bovel, they had it on the stops that they made, the transaction, the business, they had a stopover person, made Avadja, Balabosa, Reicha Mensch. And they had a matona from somebody to give it over to Avadja. Told the Bocha, carry it as you're going with the baskets. You carry it. They went in together. These two guys from the caravan, they went in. They go to Avadi. He says, oh, he thanks him for the matona. He says, sit down. You have such a long trip. He gets him to essen, to drink. He's a better than Bochru. So he says, Bochru, introduce yourself. He says, Naftali. He says, Naftali, what are you doing over here? There's a klein kid. There's a tata mama. Bochru Shem, they said, what are you doing here? He said, I came here to learn Torah. Torah? He says, in Tunis, they don't learn Torah. He said, no, in Tunis over there, they charge. I don't have no money. My father's money. He says, Voss, your father let you travel all day. He says, oh, you're my Ben Bais. Now Manut Goliath right away, he calls in the Rebbetzin. She went on Avadius Freud to get him. He says, you have to change your clothes. And he put him on Mamash, like one of the kids. And he told the kid, says, okay, I'm ready to learn Torah. He says, well, let's wait till tomorrow. So the kid says, no, I didn't come to Bovel to wait tomorrow. I want to start now. So he took his 8-year-old kid to teach the kid Aleph Beis. By Sunday, the kid already knew the Aleph, and he already knew the Nekudas, and it's all game learning. The kid was, he was moody to come out Sliya, versteht sich abolle time, er sein ist, er klein kind, gegen Golas, kid bis 20, und er geschenk, wenn er goin, he became Av Bezdin, mamish over there in Bovo. He reached a moody to Gadaga. He reached a moody to Gadaga, and he was a shechasne gehad, and then it was a mice that happened in Bovo, there was a big mochom over there, and the two brothers were fighting over the Yerusha, who should be the tech kids, it was such a mochom, everybody ran in different places, because they were killing each other, but Ben Afuli, Mushaka says, this kid ran inside, this 20-year-old Yulaman, he ran into a Mahora. He was in the motor hiding for 3 days. Finally, he gets out. When he was in 3 days, he was hiding. He needed food, this, the hands at the ongetop, this and that. When the little light came in, he banged on something hard. So he hopped this something up, a halt on a box over here. Kitsi, after 3 days, he went back. He's playing still. Kitsi goes back with a shovel. Kitsi found the treasure chest. Found the treasure chest. He comes back to his friend, Vajid Vasantara, and he told him, listen, I got this. I'm not malumid in these in Yonim. He says, okay, don't worry. I'll invest it. Mechalek Zayn Derevochim. And it was God. Then he called his father down. He brought his father and his mother, brought down his whole family, and the whole family moved into Bovon. This person became Avezin, was on Nayefeld. One day there was a murder that the Shtot in Tunis where he was. This Rabbi Yitzchak Al-Chayich had a din toyer. He was living in a house that this house was once a Hekdesh. Hekdesh was an every Shtot. Was a Takoni. You have to have a house where Aniyim can stay. And you put in food for them. This, and the Shagas had given the Hekdesh also. Big people, Tzadikim, were traveling and living in the Hekdesh for a day or two. It was a mess. It was such a mess, but it was a Hekdesh. This house was once a Hekdesh. And then they threw out all the Aniyim. They gave the house to Rabbi Yitzchak Al-Chayich. But now they need back the thing. So they went back to the house. Rabbi Yitzchak Al-Chayich said, it's part of my Schiris. Kids became Machloikis from the Zayin to a year against Rabbi Yitzchak Al-Chayich. Who's going to pass? As the Rov in the Stot, who's going to pass? Kids said, we'll go down to Bovel. Go down to Bovel. There's the best in the Bovel and pass. So what do you think happens? Rabbi Yitzchak Al-Chayich went to the Zion with the Zion to over here. They went down to Bovel. Who do you think passed as the Shaila? Oh, then Naftali. This Naftali, though, if he saw, he recognized Rabbi Yitzchak Al-Chayich. Of course, he didn't recognize him, but so many years ago. Right away he paskened up the Shaila, and then afterwards he said, whatever he paskened, doesn't say in the safe what he paskened, but then he said, oh yeah, it says that he went and he bought off, because he was an usher, so he bought off the whole house from the Zayin Tuv Yair, and he bought it for Rabbi Yitzchak Al-Chayich, and he gave the Zayin Tuv Yair guilt, and he gave it, he made Shalom Yisrael. Then he told me, Yveh who I am, and he reminded him the story, hey, come on, and he remembered the whole Asik. He says, from Yena Posh Tikalach Tzoyah. For Yenet Tzoyah was the fault of that fellow in the Chacham's clothes. That changed my whole life. Zok Rav Yosef Hashash Giba Kuk was a Geshem. A clean kind that was Mekime may offer dol. Mamish may offer a dol, a dal shabedal. And with the end of becoming an Av Bezdin above. A person doesn't realize how smart he can become if he just names a chunta. And let's say someone's going to tell him, okay, I'm not going to do it, live and be happy, the way it is. So I told you, start from Kayin. That's the Sapun of Titus. What do you have your face fall down? Hello, you say to say, hey, it's a chuf. If the Kayin was miserable, that what his korban wasn't accepted, so the Sapun of Titus said, hey, it's a chuf. If you're not going to pick yourself up, you're going to fall down. And what happened? Taka didn't take too much longer. It came right away. Kain met his brother Hevel, and he beoys his soda. And right away he went and he killed him like a savage. He bit into every part of his body till he bit him into the neck. The Goyin says, I told you, the Goyin says, Vos is Tuma, Ven Kum Tuma. Tuma is when you have a keli that's mole, and you empty the keli, and you don't fill it up right away. That's Vahoyim Shemaya Tishma. If you have Torah and you don't chazer it, it's all the Eibish upit, and then the Shoyin Chasr Shalom, who knows what, of the mensch. A person is born with a Gevaldik in the Shoma, a mensch is a Gebirdik of one, is a Gebirdik of a Gevaldik in the Shoma, and the Shoma is Masik, whole HaTorah Kula. Now what does a person do when he gets into the veld? Is if the person goes into the veld and he's Masik, Yerah, Veda, is a mensch comes to him where you dig a dagger. But if a person doesn't do it, what happens to him? He becomes into Mamish low diuta atachtoina shabatachtoina. He gets lower and lower, while yeah, the mensch is a Klimali. And it was taken away, so put it back. As much as you can, put it back. Now, mensch tut es nicht. A thach, das setzt sich weg, Shabbos noch mittag, mit der Yeted, the Medea, with the Bina, with the Mishpacha, with the Zakar, as Schweizer, and you throw everything away. You push away, you buy it over, you put it in Nanishkeit, in the Heilige Shabbos, and that's the bliss of Benny Vang, Benny Yisrael. And I mentioned was, who kicked off in the Shabbos. So they have to all people, a mensch, chasse schon, what's out with Shabbos. But found when a person, not only because he had an Neshoma, not only had an Neshoma, and that person has not filled back his, the Aveda that he had in his heart. Oh, but Abeleza HaGodol, the Heilige Abeleza HaGodol, and Soif Soita, Shok Tazayim, Perik Tess. So, if you have a child of a base of Migdash, a shori, chachomayo, lemehevi kisifraya, the great simulamdim, they ended up becoming like a malamit tenoikis, visifraya, kachazanaya, and those the sifraya, don't the malamit tenoikis, they're like, mama shashamis in the tzibu, vachazanaya, kahamada aro, and they, and the chazan, he's ready, kahamada, he's lower, vahamada ozal, and the daldal, and the kivain, vain, bevakish only, shon of Yishuv Shemayim, he's taking before Shemazay. Every day, and every door, from door to door, the door gets smaller. Smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. It gets so small, it's pathetic. What we are considered today a goyin and a gadol was the last generation wasn't even a shamus in the shul, and what was the last two days back? Rav Shalom told me that Belia Lapian once he was once in a shul. He used to have like an hour. He used to be thinking himself whatever he was misboided in his mashava, and Rav Shalom came into him. He learned 6 years with him. And he was sitting in the back watching. He came in a little bit early when he was supposed to. And Rabbi Lapan was sitting with a cane. Alei Shukul Mashova. So he said, so after when he saw that he got out of his trance, and it was time to learn with Avshalom. So Avshalom moved over closer. So he tells Avshalom, do main Samezuzale. Another one himself, do main Samezuzale. Oya Bezoyen, Oya Bezoyen, Oya Bezoyen. Says, Duz Gizen, Duz Astu Gizen, Gicho Gizen. But every day it keeps going less and less and less. And a person that knew Kol HaTarikul is like Finifli the Gadaris, they gave it all last saga. It's both stuff as I mentioned on. Hope you don't mind if I talk Nochamalach, Betzach, and Shulikin, and I talk a little open. Today the Hashkofa from the Ben Tayyid is modern Orthodox. It's a Kimlish Gibbon, Hashemzach to be mefarad the things that we do today. That the Friede Gedur, we never did that. That Yeshiva Man had a different surah. The Balabadisha Welt was a different surah. Even the Balabadisha Welt was a different surah. And today, Mamish, we came down to be modern Orthodox. Mixed seating, mixed this, mixed that. The style, the clothes. Was given Treif Vichazah by you once when we were young. I'm an Alta Yid already. I told you it was one of the laws. I'm an Alta Yid, but when I was a fresh young man, he's always gesehen a younger man. I'll tell you the truth, a young man's a Kimlish young and the same vibe in Gaz. A younger man, Palbosi, a younger man. I married somebody from Williamsburg. We had this Nishkiman as a Zach, as somebody with a Shtimel to work with Zayid in it. There's no such thing. It didn't exist. It just didn't exist. Hi? I can make a barbecue Sunday. I'll tell you all the good things. I'll have some pinkies, and I'll tell you this, and I'll tell you that. But I can't say, we're all one fat, happy family. The dirt keeps going lower and lower and lower and lower and lower, and you can win so much. Listen carefully. Abayin, the Roshiva Abayin said a mighty to convert, and I think he said it. For Yeshua benun, the color ben yifun, choyu min ha'noshim ha'eim. What's mean choyu? If he can't say leaven from the Roshayim, choyu min ha'noshim ha'eim. So can I ask you my Talmud lo'ima? Choyu min ha'noshim ha'eim, el malam ha'shenotu chelkom sh'maraglim be'eretz v'komo tachtayim l'chayim. A mighty to kisod. Zay ben Krashi, so can I say. There's such a thing as a community. When the community does one thing, whenever it's a Halzachain, I don't go together with the Strom. Hakadish is on with the Strom. I don't go with the stream. I don't go to the stream. I'm different. The ganze Tzibur life, the ganze Tzibur tutas. Everybody's buying sushi. Everybody's sending out invitations for bar mitzvah. So like it was a chasen. Everybody's having a band for bar mitzvahs. Everybody. And then what I have to stand alone is the Nesoyin a thousand times more. Is those that fell, they that from Solon. Aber der was fällt nicht, ist Sache not like Chelkoi, the Chelkoi Shechaveda. What that person could get so kommen, or to this so kommen. For us, he's a weak person. I get mit den Strom. Aber der Mensch hält sich zurück, ist jener Chelik von Schar, von der Sorge, that person could have had, and he didn't have, ist jener Mensch kriegt es. Das steht von Rashi. Für Yeshua benun, wo kommen wir, choyu min ha-noshim, weil they could have reached the money they could have, and they didn't. They could have brought guns close out to Shlemis and they didn't. Is they living Yeshua ben Avichal? Choyu is they kicking us. So I got burned. You have a whole yeshiva. Everybody's running here, my left door, in it's like. And this is how you remember, state. I bought it, say, book, and sit somebody to get motor. is these people as Keneged Kulam, they can't get Keneged Kulam. They get Taganera. I remember when I was a Bochum Yeshiva, so with the Yosef and Abai, used to be a Moshitika minded. Once the Moshe Chavroni came, it was from Eitz Yisrael, either they brought him in or the Apshnei, or whatever it is, he said a Shir. He said a Shir, and then he said, Divrei Hespid on Avak. So the Gemara Chulin state, what's made a doctor and a doctome? What's a kosher fish and a treifa fish? So a doctome is something that goes mit strom. The whole stream goes in one direction, it goes with the stream. Can't move back. Doesn't have a chuta shed, doesn't have a shed. A doctor get a kegnestrom. Has a spine, and it goes up the stream. So if the Rosh Shivet, means Rabar, is gegagan and kegnestrom. He went on kegging the strum. You don't have what it means. What it means, everybody used to go to college, everybody had lemudic choil, everybody had gansh olish fatio. And state that mensch are going at tzadik amalach. And the mensch feared duch gefit, that's a doctor. And then the other machna, by the Samarov. He was a person duch with the strum. He went on kegging the strum. I remember I was in Winsbury before the Samarov came. No one had to pay his down. Everybody had their short jackets. It was a hoot, a top hoot. I don't know, the nose, but they can't do it. Who had to pay? Everybody had, at most, you had to pay us around your ear. Kids had to pay us at all. Had a chavusi, was the Hoyz Bokhov in the Samarov. Hoyz Bokhov in a bicycle. So he told me once somebody down for the Yomid, and he has to pay us around the Samarov. Why don't you put his finger into his payas and pulled it down? Shemsuch Sayyid. And he broke it. He went out kegging the shrom. And Blian Horror, his Hoyz Bokhov. Two people, dynamic people. People that were so powerful. Zimbi Gagan and kegging the shrom. There's a lot of things that go on in the tzibur, and that people that can go on kegging the strom, and you'll forget, you'll have so much more. He brings the altar from Kelm brings from the Chachmei Umas Oilam. If somebody has a Matred and Dots, Machas Kamazi, we'll talk about the Chavis Tavis Achila. I mentioned that Tavis Achila, Ice Cream Pop. Can the cook dish, the vibe is gigantic, this extra, the kids are going to have to keep it in the freezer. Oh, he has it. Now, if he takes it, 1 minute is Nazba Gal Shalat's home, is getting brocha, he skips, he has to wait, he swallows it up, and he wipes it, his wife don't know, the kids, maybe the kid got it, I'm free. Or, the person, he has it in the head, no, I put it back. Zog the altar from Kelm for the Chachmi Yom Yisraelim, the Hano you're going to have, by putting it back, and you're going to be, Koyv Shalat will be more pleasurable, and last longer than the Hano from the Heishman Ba. He says it's in every rosh in that way. And the Kolski, the Oilam Aruchni, when there's so many people shroom to name veg, and you hold them with your fists in the ground, and you're not going to give it. Vifel choyum and hanoshim aheim, vifel schaik and zekigin, gets a tzukum tzah, moidi de gedagam, moidi de gedagam. On the post, Bisham Halavim, Mr. Shmeis Mishkan Ahedis, in Dortmund, by me, the state, as the Rabchai Veloshet, Dangifit, in Veloshet, that's Shmeim Mishmoris. 24 hours a day, there has to be people sitting and learning in yeshiva. And it was a Masada that Ramchal did it up. He did it in his nusra. Oh, but Ramchal Veloshet had 24 hours, there has to be people sitting and learning in yeshiva. Hat er gesagt, was? Aber der Chazal steht, ein der Däume Paltern Shemelech, die Jesu bei Shemelech und Paltern Shemelech, Shemelech Shemelech. We still have Shemelech. We still have to mitzvah, it's a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah, you have Shemelech in the base of Migdash. Ein der Däume, why? I, what are you going to do, Shemelech from what? A Melech, Paltern Shemelech has to be Shemelech. So, Rab Chaim, what are you going to do, Shemelech? Tamir Chachom, we sit in a yeshiva. He says, it's ein der Däume, a yeshiva that has 24 hours a day, Talmud Teure, than a yeshiva that doesn't have 25. Ramchal, gerade he fiel ein, ab in Sod, I don't know the Sod, I don't know the Inyon Bechlal, he had Seder Zroyim. Seder Zroyim should be learned, the Mishnayis of Zroyim should be learned 24 hours a day. That was his... was in such a music of Mishmoris. It's when there's every time, when there's a time, when Binyas is done, and Binyas manim, when there's this function, that function, I mentioned gate, this tapes, there's a wire, about lave, this and that. When I meant stay by the Gemara. You'll be from Mishmoris, you'll be Moidadik Matzliach. I want to go through a few midas in a mensch. I see it's very late. I was at Marach Visudosi. I want to go through a few midas in a mensch that would show you that you have to stop. Stop while you still can. Because if you start a midah, it will take your reich hashashon b'eshachas. I want to talk about Taivis HaMomen and Taivis HaKovid. And another few in Yonim to show that a person keep away from it. Because once you start, you'll never get out. State with all the Balimus, the parasha of Chayesora, the plea of Noida, was stated in the beginning of Chayesora. steht der Psukum, weil ihr euch ein Sodom, ein Sodom, ein Sodom, ein Ganzes, aber Thomas Sodom, sie gestorben, bei Jokim Avrom, und ich will aber bei den Geis. Geh, wir tun euch auf euch, ich mache. Maybe ich gehe mit Hula, Chus, es kann mir nicht ein Platt. Chus, es kann mir, wer kann mir so von euch? Oh, bei Jamal, bei den Geis, they told him, you know, Shemeni Adin, you're in the seal, keep your holy rabbi. Und dann sind wir, take it, I'll never give it to you for free. No, the Yochum Avrom says, "Aglisi Hashakoyach, thank you very much for giving me for free. But do me a favor, speak to the president. Ephraim just got inaugurated today. Get me from Ephraim to tell him I'd like to buy it off him. I'll give him the Kesef Molek." She said, "No, Aglisi Hashakoyach, we'll go over there. Go over to Ephraim. So Ephraim gives the Kesef soup. He said, he says, well, Nasati, look, not only am I going to give you this, I'm going to give you the plat, I'm going to give you the soda, I'm going to give you the mortar, everything for free. Put in the paper, the Times, the first page. The president gives the rabbi, the holy rabbi, Nebuchadnezzar, he's suffering, his wife passed away. We're giving him the whole thing for free." Good. So my Shtach Avrom books the Chavon. I thank, Mr. President. No, I want to pay. My Shtach Avrom, we have a letter from Bosnia. I'm like, good. I'll give you Kesef. I said, Kesef, I saw the, please take the money. He says, all right. He says, Rabbi, if you really want to take money, Arba Meir Shekel Ben Chabayi. Make a cheshem what it's worth. It's over $15 million in our money. He's like a bit in the geschäft. Aber nun sagt der Präsident, er gibt dir alles, holy rabbi, in der Seele, Kim, was er kann, mir gibt alles. And all of a sudden he makes a U-turn, $15 million, beinach, beini mai, was ist das Kleingeld? Und auf Ayishka, Lavrom, das Schöckle, wöffne, kol, haben leider, was nehmen wir den Geist, aber mein Schöckle, oi, wir lassen euch, und er gibt's, alle, gibt er mal, wie ist er gebeten, Efrin? And because Efrin changed, he was Chosefov. Was ist das geschehen? Efrin ist der Gleise Zadig, until he sees the greenbacks. Der Minut, was er sagt, der Geld auf den Tisch, Lavrom, Schosem, a couple of da, oh. Heights of the chef. Kaivis Hamom. Kaivis Hamom. Somebody told me, a young man, Choshev mentioned, Shtor told me his Zayda is 90 years old. His Zayda told him just a few months ago, he told him, I'm 90 years old. I have one foot in the grave. But if I hear of a deal, I'll go out there and get it. He said, what am I going to do with the money? He says, I'm telling you, I can't even control myself. I demand Shtor Halein. Abshalom said over a billion piano to get a million to mice. He said over two mice. I'll tell you one of them. That mime that he told him. There was an usher. That was an usher muflik. And he was ready. He was going to sing. He was ready, about to leave the world. He was about to leave the world. You shouldn't have to experience this. They open up the window. The halachas, you have to open up the window. You'd send the licht. Good. They're ready, they sent the licht already, and they opened the window, the men's afshin zong, the letzta, shamnu, the letzta koiches, he has to say, Shema Yisrael, there's a whole seder, what the person has to do. Is it letzta koiches, he goes with his hand, calls over someone to come over to him. Says, the guy bent over to him, zog terazay. He says, he knows that in a minute, that's a shenzani yenevelt. But if you're going to give me $5, I'm going to get up, I'm going to put it into my jewel, and I'm going to lock the jewel, no one should take it. And then it's gestorben. So, Krabel hier lapjan, give a cook. A de mensch hat gewusst, man sagt, das ist ein Stückel Video, man sagt. A mensch weiß sein Masse, der a person kann doch, ich hab's gesehen, er geht doch von der Welt. Und ab und beginnt, er kann sich nicht einhalten. Das ist doch meine Ding. I once hear somebody, wie kommt es an, so sagt, alle Teile, ein Mensch wird älter, the bottle. Sie told me, you want to return to that. Because the Geld ist doch, bei mir, I feel like I love my bottle. Ja, mensch, er tue sich raus, mit der Nacht, noch lebende Geld. Das ist doch neue Ding. I was once in Leilechem, it shouldn't happen. I was once in a hospital with somebody, and then sein Tate sah weg. I was there, b'shas gesisa, b'snifte. Is the younger man was so zerbrochen, he went into the other room. Don't get him veinen. His father was very, very wealthy. Don't get him veinen. Okay, I can't fall into that. He's banging his head on the back of the head. Thing turns to me, I want to have a levaya, it should be bakovedik and cheap. This broke everything. And the man Shiaishah was saying, cut millionen! In the middle of the Bechias and the banging his head like Rabbi Kiva was banging his head. I covered it and cheap. And then he continued banging his head with the ganze dos. This is a man. This is the person, all of a sudden he schmeckt, oh, say, Tate Shinavek, mach me Shinavek, mach me Shinavek, mach me Shinavek, mach me Shinavek, A person has to realize, when a person lost her in a taiva, any taiva, taiva is a moment, taiva is a moment, it never stops. You become a roitzer. It's unbelievable. And if you have Messiah, you want Dalad Meyers. I want. And as soon as you have it, it's not enough because you keep wanting. And you double want it. And you triple want it. It keeps on going and going and going. It just doesn't stop. A person becomes a Reutze. It's so much not Kedai to start. When a person gets and he gives into it, he loses his Metzias. A mensch becomes a Reutze. I want. What does Taiva mean? You show if you can't breathe. You show. And it adds up to Chazal, ain't not the maze for Chazita, because he keeps on warning and he's in a Kafagella. And that's what the Oidish is. We'll get you. The Vilna Goyen. He says, I'm waiting to say, what is Taiva? I will. You know what Kafagella is? They take him from one end of the world, and the Malachim tell him, they say, it's over there. And the person is Shoya from the life to the life to the life. Don't even the Master says, I'm Taiva. And it goes through every koyach of the world. We don't even know what those words mean. How they say? Every koyach of the world. And it goes to form a lachem catch him. And the person is his whole koyches. The person is the person that it's in the goof. Goof is only shelly. He is what he is. And he's ois mensch from the whole trip that he was shoyf and he didn't reach it. Then they tell him, no, it's over there. And they flip him around. They throw him in a calf. A kella, they fling him. And the person is shoyf and shoyf again to all the koyches in the world. And he can't find it. Because whatever a person is in this world, that's what he is in Yana Welt. And this oinish of Kafa Kella is the oinish that you want until you get smaller and smaller and smaller, until the person withers. Until he gets old. This is before even Gehenna. Or maybe after, as soon as he's going, this is the Shitas, when a mensch kicked off sein Kafa Kella, when a kick the grace of Matona. And the person did it to himself. Because he's Misava. So, Grab Nachman Breslava. Don't work at the best of it. So, Rab Nachman Breslov, in Sefer HaSichos, Ois Bov, so, Rab Meir Degzach. He says, what's the Yetzer Hara? He says, I'll give you the much what he says, but I'll give it in. What's the Zokta, but I'll give it in Unzer Nosach. Somebody walks up with a box. Tells him for somebody first said he walks up with a box, he puts it on the Bima. He's ready, you're learning, and then you look at the box, and then you go back to the what's in the box? You invite it. Everybody's looking at the box. What's in the box? Then you see it near the end of the set. The guy takes the box and puts it into the dining room. Everybody says, what's in the box? And yeah, I was going to go, what's in the box? What's that? Some shit to put in a box? What are you kidding? Name, what's in the box? It's a closed box. And then a guy takes and he puts it over there. Everybody says, what's in the box? Until the person pushes it after a few days, I'm going to be sure what's in the box. Then you open up the box, there's nothing there. So that's a taiva. That's exactly what a taiva is. It's over there. It's I'm running. What's it? After you see it, it's a loft. So what is the person start? Nach Mensch geht er weg sein. Sein Nizri ist auf Schoen set over von Abeli Lapian. Moshe Lama Adab Adomi says, somebody is very, very thirsty. He's very, very thirsty. He has 2 hours and he'll make it to the Yishuv. And a Kinnish Ois Haltem, but so the only thing he has with him is he calls it lak. Lak, it must be a Yiddish Revolt of Asis, herring juice. What are we going to have herring juice? The only thing he's carrying barrels of herring juice. No, he's carrying it. 2 hours will get you the issue. Oh, there. He's thirsty. Them to the rain a kais, and he drinks a cup of herring juice. What happened? He became double as thirsty. Gets kedush nisht oisal. He has an hour, the kais in 50 minutes, and he's not starving. So what does he do? He takes more. And he takes more, and he takes more, until the guy dies from a misa mishana. What's a taiva? What are you giving for? When you give a taiva, get this vital state and going in the gas agro. Va'olam doimel shoyse mayim aluchim yid v'loisha shemelave v'tzomer yoyse. A man that gives it, it's mamsha sasacherge becomes oy toiv. He wants a man that's not masig anything. Rav Tzodik in kedusha Shabbos the bamorim and Shabbos made it. In my mezayin zok terazay. Yitzhak Ode is a cheshik v'shtoikikas yesh b'leiv she'en lo yisviya mishum dova. It's a koyuch and a mensch. Avet nishad. He runs and runs and runs and runs. And he just doesn't stop. Yitzhak Ode is a cheshik v'shtoikikas yesh b'leiv she'en lo yisviya mishum dova. Hayoim ha'asei kach ha'mocha kach ad. Ki ha'tayve v'ha'cheshik ho'ilich v'goyv v'choyom ad l'mayla. A mensch could spend the time by the Gemara. What are you doing? What are you doing? I'm going to a Kiddush. Where are you going? You're 12. Have you seen Mazel Tov? What do you mean? If you wouldn't serve anything, would you go, I'm nothing at all, I wouldn't have a mina, and I'm fine. But it's him, I'm a chazigain, he's your kinder. Guy spent $1.50 in the invitation to send you in the mail, so I gave him the ganze night, said, for what, for when? Chazigain, I'm a chazigain, I'm a chazigain. I'm a chazigain, once walked to yeshiva, he said, I got to yeshiva's love, empty. Went to Dav Meirevi, he said, the yeshiva's a shtick, don't know, I'm a bocha. Bocha's sitting and learning. Second, I've had a wooden yeshiva, says, I'm a chazigain. So he says, how come you didn't go to the chasna? See, he went like this. He said, you're right. one of the kinyonim from Torah is Mi Telech Eretz. Your friend got married?
Okay, I'll stop.
Rav Shlomo Zalman told his enikel. He says, "When I'm a bocher, when I'm a yigvach, I'm going to kein chasna. Hype when I get a chasna in less than 45 seconds, elevates on zichm do. This is the own of Mikol Bnei Adam." Rav Shlomo Zalman, right? That's a good part. What's the way to learn zankin? Nu zayz the tzayt. Chovis alvobus and shayz tshuva. Soif peli gilzok tamiri de gamot. He was somebody who wanted to go over the yam. He had to go over the yam. He didn't know what to do. He was very wealthy. So what did he do? He started taking his coins and started throwing them to the yam. Today he was able to make a path. He's throwing coins. He said, all his coins. And nothing's happening. He thought he had one coin left. Finally sees a guy with a robot. He says, "Hey, mister, can you give me a ride?" He says, "Yeah, give me a coin." He gives him a coin and he went over the yam. So, to chavis havos. What is a mensch? Fifu geld, get it away. Of us, on farvas, on vegavas. Suvas, lazozli giz it. And the person was the one coin he could have made himself that. If you were an opportunity, you're going, your face, I'm going to get a Danish. Scoop me a Danish. And you'd say, "Danish car, they still have it over here. They, what happened? They took it away, the Danish car." Danish car. Coffee room. If a lodger, we didn't have a coffee room. Coffee room. What does that mean? Coffee room. Right the volume. Sink with cold water. What's it called? The ice water you get over there. Oh, the cube is full. That's the kidney of Tyre. Name with a coffee with you can buy this every dollar. Amazon or a soda machine. A man's gitnoch. A gitnoch and he fools and fools and fools and fools. And a person doesn't give up. He takes that coin instead of using it for a stupid soda. Go give it to Oni. Oni, yeah, that Oni that you think is a phony. Go give it to him. Give it to him. And you're not a phony. What the best Abe is Abe say, "Yeah, fellas, you're not full of baloney. It's your name, oh." Give it. Take that dollar bill. When you look at the tzettel, the sub places in the shomer, you give him a quarter, you ask him for change. That's a bitch. So the Dublin Magri, the more the commercial with the Dublin Magri, he says somebody practices the sovereign Zakhtamedi, the commercial Asoyche, he went to Leipzig. Gang in the kids anyway, he was in a hotel. And he was there day and night, and the kids, he was trying to make panos. Kids were so exhausted, he fell asleep one night. And he found out, he saw that in his dream, he had a dream that he was digging on the place that he was. And right over there, there's a high school over there, it's up for sale. Over there, he could just dig, and over there, there's millions and millions of dollars and diamonds and riches. That's somebody thinks that. Kids, he wakes up. He wakes up right away, he goes back home. He's so psyched up about the cholum that he told his wife, "I'm staying top secret. I'm going to really kiss him." He goes there. And then when he came back over, he said, "Hey, that was a dream. What did I do? It was only a cholum." Uy, vain. He realized, what did he do with his life? He took everything over there and the kids, and he made a whole plan of the gosha. He said, "I mentioned the million." He said, "Oh, I'm going to invest. I'm going to Japan. I'm going to go here. I'm going to China. I'm going to go here." They're going to go there. Before you know it, it's garnish. So 2 million is a merge. Was grace tzuch? Why you? Was grace tzuch? Why are you preparing so much money for your wife's second husband? How do you like that line? So you think it's a joke? I know somebody that did it. I know somebody was in the diamond exchange. I don't know if he was from the Rosh Hashivas over there. That's kefeya, which diamonds, which business and this and that. Or the man's loyal land of the American found. And his wife got married, and his whole Ashiris went over. Says, "I'm vibes, zweit the man." Achtamalut. We're going to live forever, so we don't have the problem, Boch Hashem, right? He was a very chosh of a froy in the Friede Gedeus issue. There's a lot of stories about her called Tomerul. Tomerul comes from Varsha. She had to do with all of the Chassidish and Rabbeim. She was a very, very wealthy person. Her husband's name is Berke. They both yashed a tremendous amount of money. Und es gewen fanu mit der Klal, and she ran all the business, and she had to get fat, tom mit dalle, mit der Kotz, mit der Pschiste. Every one of the Rebbes she had to do, and she supported so much. Because anyway, she had to make a very big decision. And she went by Rabochtam, she had to pass by, and she had to make a decision. And she was afraid to take on her places to make this. She needed a brocha from a goyin. So she went to the house and she wanted to speak to the Rav. Now, Baruch Tam was a goyin, a masmid, he was a very powerful person. So he goes inside and he was very, very poor. And she goes, this Tomerul goes inside to the Rebbetzin and she puts on a tremendous amount of money. He says, "Chmuz redmit narov, ho brachmonis." So he says, she says, "Chkenem nitshteren, chkenem nitshteren." And then she tried this and that. Kids, anyway, she was a stickle of dust. She went into the room. Kitsi didn't pick up his eyes. He kept on with the guns. Just got the ice. Kitsi, she saw she wasn't matzliach, so she had to walk out. She walked out, so the Rebbezin gave her back the money. So she took back the money. She took it back. After she left in the afternoon, when the Rav really finished his Seder, came to betray him something. So she still gave him Veda. She still gave Veda. She tells him, listen, we're so poor, we could have made so much money. He saw that she walked in first. She can't, I get the Amalut and give her a Brocha. What can she sign? Don't give him Shrine. He says, if she would have, I feel, given Elof Alfei Dinei Zov, I wouldn't be masked without Amalut for my Seder. A man that doesn't beg sich for geld, that doesn't beg sich for geld. And what's geld? You know, and I know, the business world. Soon the money is not going to have any shavias. Two, 3 months, how long is it going to take? The money is going to have no value whatsoever. And there's going to be no shavias of give. What's to do? Take away as much time as you can from the business world, if you're in the business world, or anything that wants. Sit by the Gemara. A mensch can zeuche sein, if he had only the chinuch. A mensch will fly by the Gemara. It's already 12 o'clock. I want to take a moeilijke gemeis van de Chofetz Chaim, een moeilijke gemeis van de Kotzke. She had 12 verzegen met af zijn zijn nou. I want to be blind at the next school. Next week will be Mamshech about the end of Taivis HaKovid and Taivis HaChile. And why you shouldn't start in a person of Chas Hashem starts, there's no limit. And take a look, a mensch can say, Rabbi Lezah HaGol Gwena Zay Grace, Rabbi Kibis Gwena Zay Grace, and they started for the second chance. There are many, many people that can be zeuch if you just have self-confidence and believe in yourself. Alakai Neshama Shana Sadbi Tohoidi. Gleib is also Heilige Neshama. And be misfound the Yevish that shall help you. Heit Benacht. What are you going to do for now until you say Shema? It's Biz the Geshlofen. Be makabling yourself oil training. Start tonight. The Yevish and Salah Benchna, all the time sign. I said, we need next week.